What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Any chance you'll be in Camden later today? Today! At 1 o'clock at the Villager Cafe, you could join the Art Lab for All. These hands-on collaborative art labs invite participants to explore the intersection of image and text through playful creative prompts. Open to all ages, Art Lab for All encourages individuals and families to explore materials and transform ideas into original works of art. This is in conjunction with and guided by Center for Maine Contemporary Art's approach to adventurous, curiosity-driven creativity. VillagerCafe.com for more information about that Camden event. There's a fascinating event happening over in Belfast on Tuesday night. There's a short film, Little Giant, about a surf shop in Aruba. Then, a conversation about how the story of the underdog surf shop became a book, Little Giant, the story of Aruba's surf shop and the rebels who built it. Maine poet and writer Elizabeth Garber will moderate a discussion with Marcia Heath, who wrote the book, and Amanda Pietzner, an Emmy-winning producer. They'll talk about storytelling in its various forms and having creative courage. BelfastLibrary.org to register, either in person or online. Happening Tuesday, March 24th, 6:30 p.m., Belfast Library or your living room. Speaking of, yes, you can attend this event from your own cozy house, Friend Memorial Public Library, Brooklyn's Library, is hosting Book Club on March 25th, 1 p.m. The group will discuss Whale Fall by Elizabeth O'Connor. Read it quick or simply join in the conversation about the beaching of a dead whale on a remote Welsh island in the 1930s. FriendML.org to register for in person or in pajamas. Okay, maybe not pajamas at 1 p.m. on a Wednesday, but there is no judgment here. You do well know that if you're in Maine and talking about Brooklyn, there's no need to explain. But if you're talking about Brooklyn with a Y, then you have to say Brooklyn with a Y, so people aren't confused. Okay, so far we can watch a short film and find out about a book and creativity in our living room and join a book discussion. Next up, turning an old book into a beautiful paper rose. Yep, from your very own crafting table, if you want. The Blue Hill Public Library is sponsoring a craft afternoon, a crafternoon, if you will, on Wednesday the 25th, 3 p.m. You can join Assistant Director Kaylee Thomas and learn how to take a discarded book and turn it into a beautiful paper rose using materials you probably already have. The program is free and open to all, but registration is required to join in person or on Zoom. This is part of the Maine Collab Craft Class series. You can expect to see a craft class each month at your local library. Each of the classes has been designed to use minimal purchase tools, a lot of things that you can find from your very own home or at your local library. Register or for more information, bhpl.net. Have you ever wondered, how do we connect to our community through sound? Can sound inform a place? If you've had these questions, the Sound Mapping and Sonic Memoir workshop is for you. It's happening March 28th and April 4th, 1 p.m., led by teaching artists Claire Monfredo and Edward Cass from Down East New Music. Participants will strengthen their connection to community and self through enhancing oral awareness, sound mapping, and preserving memories. This program will empower participants to create, express, and honor their stories and relationships. And it might culminate in a public presentation of sonic collages or sound maps. Google Sonic Memoir and Begadus Music to get to the registration screen. Today is Matinee Day. At Ellsworth Public Library, 2 p.m., you can see The Inquisitor. You'll meet Barbara Jordan, a civil rights icon whose powerful voice masked a complex private life. There's an after-screening community conversation facilitated by Amelia Toth. She's the Youth Programs Manager for League of Women Voters of Maine and Maine Students Vote. Ellsworth Public Library is an official screening partner of Indie Lens Pop-Up for the first time. It's a long-running community screening series. It's celebrating its 20th season. Dates in the series include today, The Inquisitor at 2 p.m., The Librarians on April 25th, and The Grocery List on May 23rd. You can find out more information about that at the Ellsworth Public Library's website. At 2:30 today, you can see in Blue Hill, Anna Karenina. That's being screened at the Blue Hill Public Library. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?